The U.S. Department of Agriculture is trying to track down the source of the presumed case of mad cow. In the meantime, the Washington State supplier that distributed meat from the infected cow has recalled over 10,000 pounds of beef products. Government officials say the possibility of human illness is remote. NPR's Christopher Joyce has more on the story.
Officials from the U.S. Department of Agriculture say the infected cow was inspected the day it was slaughtered, December 9th. It was a sick cow, but its injuries were associated with the difficult delivery of a calf. Department experts say there were no signs it had bovine spongiform encephalopathy, BSE, also known as mad cow disease. Agricultural Secretary Ann Veneman said today at a press conference that the company that distributed the meat from the slaughterhouse is voluntarily recalling that day's production. She added that meat from the infected cow poses only remote risk to people.
The meat produced were cuts that would not be expected to be infected or have an adverse public health impact, but are being recalled out of an abundance of caution.
The reason for that confidence is that it's not that easy for cows or people to get BSE or its human variant. The normal route is by eating tissue from the brain, spinal cord, or part of the intestinal system of an infected animal. Ron DeHaven is chief veterinarian at the Agriculture Department.
Any of the tissues at risk for harboring the infectious agent would have gone to rendering and not have gone into the human food chain. And any of the tissues that would have gone then for human consumption would be safe tissues, even if they came from an infected animal.
The cow was brought into a herd of 4,000 cows at a dairy farm in Washington State in October 2001. The discovery that it was infected came from a test after it was slaughtered. Tissue was sent to a laboratory in Ames, Iowa. The positive result for BSE came a week later. That was followed by more tests. Officials say they now presume it is BSE. Cows normally get BSE from eating feed that contains nervous system tissue from an infected cow. DeHaven says investigators need to know where the Washington State cow was born and where its feed came from.
We know that this particular animal was purchased at one of two locations, and we are in the process of going back to those locations. Again, we do know at least one of the livestock markets in question has very good records. The animal in question did have some identification on her, which should hopefully help us in doing that trace back.
Cattle feed manufacturers used to put parts of slaughtered cattle into feed to make it more nutritious. The U.S. banned that practice in 1997. The Harvard Center for Risk Analysis prepared a study for the government to see how BSE might insinuate itself into American herds despite the feed ban. David Gray of the Harvard Center supervised the study.
When we did our analysis, the main way in which it looked like the disease would spread if it were introduced to the U.S. was through leaks in that feed ban, through people either deliberately or by accident not following it the way that they should.
Gray says some of the nervous system tissue from slaughtered cows can, after rendering, be used in feed for chickens or hogs. It's not considered a human health threat in those animals, but Gray says contaminated chicken or hog feed might work its way back into the supply of cattle feed. The Harvard group calculated that even if several cows in the U.S. were infected, BSE probably would not spread far given the government's controls. Agriculture Department officials say that after they banned cow and sheep parts from cattle feed, they got only about 75% compliance from feed and beef companies. They say compliance now is close to 100%. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.